I'm Pastor Tim. Welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1463, The Umpire. Growing up in Danville, Illinois, I was and still am a Cubs fan. I watched a lot of Cubs games on WGN-TV, and I could name every player and their position. But I also paid attention to the umpires, especially who was behind the plate that day calling balls and strikes. Like people in all professions, some umpires were better than others. Some had a very wide strike zone. Almost everything seemed to be a strike. And others, well, their strike zone was more like a postage stamp. And knowing who was umping that day could tell you a lot about how the game would go for the pitcher. As you know, T2G is about two great commandments, the greatest of all, loving God and loving others. And knowing how we live our days means we live by an umpire. As believers, we already have an umpire. And with this umpire in the game of our life is sweet indeed. Paul wrote to the Colossians in chapter 3, verse 15, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." The word rule in ancient times was used to describe the umpire, or the referee, who moderated and judged the athletic competitions that were so popular in the ancient world. It's only used in the New Testament here in Colossians 3:15. And it's in the imperative tense. That means it's a command. This is something we are commanded to do. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Something is ruling in your heart, friends. It might be bitterness ruling, or anger, or lust, or greed. But what if instead it was peace, God's peace? Platt wrote, "Everything Christ does in me is intended to affect everyone Christ puts around me." And Mr. Anonymous said, "Peace rules the day when Christ rules the mind." I just purchased a little book designed to help me memorize large chunks of Scripture. I used to have all 104 verses of Philippians memorized, but I've let that slip over the years. There's something powerfully peaceful when the mind of Christ is in the heart of people and the peace of Christ is the product. But you still have to respect the umpire. Growing up in the 60s in Illinois and being a Cubs fan, I remember all the Cubs managers. One in particular was named Leo DeRocher. He was called Leo the Lip. He picked up his nickname from newspaper writers who took notice of his brash bullying conversations that he had with the umpires. He was always fighting with the umpires. On more than one occasion, the umpire would grow weary of Leo's onslaught and put Leo the Lip in his place, eject him from the game, send him off the field into the showers. His involvement in the game that day was over. Friends, how often does God send you to the showers? Hear one more time the phrase in Colossians 3:15, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." Do you let His peace do His work in your heart? Here's the great question. What would you say is the umpire of your emotions, your actions, and your life? Let's pray. Father, thank You for peace. Not peace the world gives, but peace that You give, the peace that Paul's writing about here in this text. May this peace reign in our hearts and be the guiding force in our daily lives, in the real world. Lord, in a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, what if peace came from You through us? Help us to let go of our anxiety and our worry, and instead, let Your peace be the anchor that steadies our souls in the chaotic waves of life. God, teach us to surrender to Your wisdom, give You our fears, and lean into Your loving care. Help us to navigate the challenges and grant us the ability to not just have peace, but give peace to other people. May Your words and actions be infused in our lives. Help us to hide Your word in our heart. Help us to be instruments of reconciliation and bearers of peace along the way. God, may Your peace guard our minds and our hearts, enabling us to live in harmony with You and with everyone around us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1464. And in the meantime, what if today in all your relationships, the peace of Christ was the decider, the arbiter of every debate? Now, this is not just feeling peace and saying it's okay from God. No, in the text, Colossians 3:15 is right next to Colossians 3:16 and Colossians 3:17. Right after the peace ruling in verse 15 is the word of Christ dwelling in verse 16 and the name of Christ reigning in verse 17. You add the peace, the word, and the name, and you've got the very accurate and reliable umpire.